Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the last words of the Amud. We have been learning from our previous shiur already, where the Gemara quotes the different tefillos that the Amoraim would say at the end of their davening. It says the Gemara, Rav Safra Basat Tzlusei. Rav Safra, as he concluded his tefillah Amahachi, maybe you will that you put Sholem with Amalia Shamala, with Amalia Shamata, in Shemayim and in Oretz. There should be peace everywhere. Between the Talmidim who learn your Torah, Bein Oiskim Lishma, whether they learn the Torah Lishma, or Bein Oiskim Shalai Lishma, whether they learn the Torah Shalai Lishma. And he concluded with a tefillah of Kol Ha'oskim Shalai Lishma, that all those who are learning Torah Shalai Lishma, the Halavai Yiratzon Shi'oskim Lishma, that they should come to the Madrega, that they should begin to learn Torah Lishma. So I saw that the Sefer Chochmas HaMatzpon explains that when there is Melchama in the world, it creates a situation that there's Melchama in Klal Yisrael as well. So he was davening that there should be no Melchama in the world. Once there's no Melchama in the world, then even we, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael, will be saved from Melchama. And then the Taz Sofer says a beautiful pshat. The Taz Sofer says pshat that when everybody's learning Torah Lishma, so we're all learning for the same purpose. Whereas if we're learning Shalai Lishma, then we're not all learning for the same purpose. Our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that if we should all, just like we're davening that we should be at peace, the same, if we're all learning Torah Lishma, then we're all learning Torah for the same purpose. And if we're all learning Torah for the same purpose, then we'll be great. There won't be any machlokes. Rabbi Alexander Basot Slusi Amacha, Yerotzon Fanach Hashem Elokeinu, Shetamideinu Bekeren Ora, put us in the corner of light, Val Tamideinu Bekeren Chashecha, don't put us in the corner of darkness, Val Yitzel Ibeinu, we should not have any pain in our heart, Val Yeshkuch Aneinu, nor should our hearts be dimmed. Says the Gemara further, Ikad Amri, ha Rav Huna Matzli Law. This was the tefillah of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Alexandra, Basta Matzli, where Rav Alexandra, when he finished with davening, Amachi would say as follows, Ribon Olam, Gol Vidul Fnecha, Shuritzeinenu Lasas Ritzeinecha. We really are anxious to do what you want us to do. Umima Akif, however, what holds us back from doing what's needed to be do? Sar Shavi Isa. So the typical pshat in Sar Shavi Isa is the Yetzirah. I saw a different pshat. Sar Shavi Isa is referring to Panasa, just like we know that the sar makes the dough rise. So it's referring to bread. And what we're saying is that because Klal Yisrael have to be so preoccupied with Parnasa, because they're so preoccupied with Parnasa, it prevents them from doing the Avodas Hashem. Give us, we daven to Hashem, proper Parnasa, and then we'll be able to do what we're supposed to do. Rishiv and Malchus, and the problem that we have with difficult governments. Yerotzon Fnecha, so we daven to Hashem, Shetitzleinu Meyodom, we be saved, whether from the Yetzirah, whether from difficult governments. And at that point, we will come back to do your will, B'leiv Shalom, with a full heart. We can't do it in this world, but in the world, but in a good world, in the matzav that we're in. The Marsha explains this Gemara based on the famous words of the Rambam in the Shemayna Parakim. The Rambam Shema Deprakim says that a person should always go in the middle, not too extreme. So the Yetzer Hara tries to convince a person to be extreme in doing the wrong things. Therefore, he's considered like the yeast, that if you have too much yeast, the dough will be spoiled. On the other hand, the governments who create so much tzaras for Klal Yisrael take us to the other extreme because they don't let us have any freedoms and privileges in those days. So our davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we should be able not to be in either extreme, we'll be able to be in the right way, which is the middle way. The Gemara Masecht Erchin says, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Nimnu v'gamru, they took a vote, and they decided, Noich Leila Adam Shloi Nivra, Yosem Shenivra. It's better that a person should have never been created. Because as the Gemara says, there are more mitzvahs loisa say than mitzvahs say. So certainly, if a person weren't created, he wouldn't be over any loisa say. But now that he was created, what he should do, says the Gemara, is spend his life doing mitzvahs say. Rava basat sulsa mahocha, elokaim Hashem, atchalon etzarti, until I was created, ein kedai. It wasn't worth that I should have come to the world. Achshon etzarti, now that I was already created, kiloloi etzarti. It's better, it's as if I wasn't created. Ofani b'chayai, I'm dust while I'm alive, kalachayim b'misosti. And certainly when I'm not here. Harei ani l'fanecha, I am in front of you, kechli malei bush v'chlima. I'm a vessel full of shame. So I saw that the Sar Sholem from Belz explains these words very powerfully. He says that all the avera that we do isn't because we are essentially bad. A person from Klal Yisrael is really inherently good. But it's just like when you fill up a keli and you could fill it up and empty it out. That's what we're saying. We're only a keli full of busha chlima, but it can be emptied out and be filled with good, because that's what we really are. That we should no longer do averis. And what averis we've done, obliterate with your tremendous rachmanis, not through any pain or terrible sickness. And that was the vidui that Rav Hamnuna Zutri would say on Yom Kippur. I once heard from Rav Shlomo Shvadran many years ago that he explained this Gemara because at first glance, it's sort of difficult to understand. First was saying that we've done many averis. So if we've done many averis, we do deserve chas v'shalom punishment. And then we daven, don't bring any punishment. How do we understand this? Said Rav Shalom Zatzal, that we have to pay attention to the words. The Gemara doesn't say that we daven that we shouldn't have any punishment. Unfortunately, we are deserving of punishment. But we ask, it shouldn't be Yisurim v'chaloyim roim. The Yisurim shouldn't be bad Yisurim. He used to say, the Yisurim should be that if I need to take a quarter out of my pocket and I stick my hand into my pocket, instead of getting a quarter, I get a nickel. So that's the Yisurim that a person should have. That should be the extent of a person's Yisurim, nothing more. Ma'abereid Ravina Kavim Simon Tzlusi, when he would finish davening, he would say, Amahachi, the Tzol Shani Mira, please prevent that I should not say anything wrong. A person should not say any Lashon Hara. That's how Tfilat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let the people who curse me not curse me. I should not have enemy. Svasai, the Tzal Shani Mara, guard my tongue from saying anything wrong. Svasai Medaber Mirma, and my lips from saying anything which is not true. V'lemakalai Nafshi Sidoim, those who curse me, let them be quiet. V'nafshi Kafala Kol Tia, and I should be like dust to everybody. So I saw two pshatim, and what does Nafshi Kafala Kol Tia mean? One pshat that I saw is that he was davening that he should be like the dust, like the pasuk says, "Vayhoya zaracha kafara oritz," and just like what Kodesh Baruch Hu meant to say, just like the dust should never will disappear, so too should we never disappear. Dimrei Noyam says a different pshat, that a person should be in his own eyes like dust. And if a person is an onav, a person is modest and has humility, then he will have a kiyum, he will be able to exist forever. And in fact, the Sefer Yirmiyahu says that's what's meant when we said, V'lemakalei nafshi sidoim, if people curse me, I should remain quiet. Because if somebody remains quiet when people are saying, so to speak, starting up with him, so that shows tremendous modesty, and that's how he will have hatzlocha. The Mashal says a beautiful pshat. He says, we think about dust. Dust is something that everybody steps on. He says, unfortunately, ultimately, the dust is on top of everybody when they're buried. Says the Mashal, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people think that they could prevail over us. But says the Gemara, ultimately, if we allow them and don't fight back, we will prevail over them. The different pshat that the Mashal suggests, that I should be in the eyes of the people who want to start up with me, they should look at me as dust. And therefore, if they look at me as dust, they will say, this is not a person that we should really be starting up with. He's not really that important altogether. And that's why I will be able to avoid any tzaras. Continues the Gemara. Psach libi b'sar secha. I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Help me learn Torah. Over mitzvah secha tirdoif nafshi. And I should be able to do mitzvahs. Batzileinu mepegara, save me from all types of bad accidents. Mi'etzara, from the Yetzahara. Mi'ishara, from a bad woman. Mi'kalroiz, misraqshis lova loylam. And from all difficult things that may come up in life. V'kalachoshma lairah, and all those that try to think bad about me. Mehera, quickly, hafer etzosim, nullify what they're thinking, kalkal machshavtam, destroy their bad thoughts, yiu l'rotzen imrifi v'egin libi l'fanecha, Hashem tzuri v'goy aloi. And this is the tefillah that we say every day. There's a very interesting shaila l'halocha. Here, he concluded his tefillah by saying, as we say at the end of tefillah, yiu l'rotzen imrifi. The question is, if a person at the end of davening, as we've been learning for the last two shiurim, is supposed to say, says all these extra tefillos and bakashas, when should he say, Yiyu l'rotzen imrifi? The Rav's opinion is to say, Yiyu l'rotzen, as soon as he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, and only afterwards should he say all of these tefillos. It goes back to Gemara that we learned earlier in the Amasechta on Daf Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara said that Yil Ratzon Rifi is recited right after davening. The Rashba seems to learn that Yil Ratzon Rifi is said after these extra bakashas. And the Mishnah Brura paskins like the Ravid, that you should say Yil Ratzon right after the Shemoneh Esrei, and then say it again, and then say whatever bakashas you had. And then if you want, you could say Yul Ratzon again when you come to end after you finish your bakashas. One of the things that you gain by doing this is that if you do this, then you won't have to, then if after you said the first Yul Ratzon, you're in a shul where they're still, where they already start the Chazar Sashats, and you're in the middle of these bakashas, by saying Yul Ratzon at that point, you gain that you will be able to answer Kedusha, Amen, etc. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Kavi Yosef Tanesa. When Rav Sheshes would fast, Bas Matzli, Amahachi, when he would finish the Shemone Esrei, he would say, Ribbono Ha'olamim, Goli V'yidua Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Adam Chayto Makriv Karbon. If a person did an Aveira, he would bring a carbon. Ve'ema Krim Menu, and what part of the animal was brought? Chalboi V'damoi, the fats, the blood. U'miskapoloi, and that's how the person would have a kapara. V'achshav, but now you're shafti b'tainis. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we can't do that, but I've fasted. V'nisamat Chalbi V'damoi, and the Chalbi V'damoi of my body has been diminished. Yirotzu Fanacha, Shei Chalbi V'damoi Shnismat, the Chalbi V'damoi that I have now offered to you should be Kila Kraftil Fanacha Gabi Mizbeach. It should be as if I brought that on the Mizbeach, the Tertzeni, and you will show me favor. Says the Gemara of Yochanan, Kav Messiahim Sifra De'iv. When Rabbi Yochanan would finish Iyev, and before we go further, there's a discussion amongst the Paiskim if one has to make a Siyim, it's Erev Pesach, etc. Is a Siyim on a Sefer in Tanakh considered a Siyim? So some want to bring a Raya from our Gemara, because our Gemara says he made a Siyim on Iyev, and we see that making a Siyim on Iyev is considered a valid Siyim. Ramosha in a Tshuva, my Eira Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Simakuf Nun Zayin, he says it depends. If the person who's making the Siyim learned it for a while, and he spent time really trying to understand the Sefer Inach that he learned, it wasn't that he just learned it up quickly, then it's considered something. He learned it with one of the, I'm just repeating what Ramosha says. He learned it with one of the Mefarshim of the Rishonim or Achronim that go into great depth in understanding the Sefer, then it's considered, and one of the rice is our Gemara, a valid Siyim. I also saw a tshuva from the Avni Nezer. He says a very interesting psak. He says regarding making a Siyim on a Sefer Nach, and he says where he's discussing, would that be a valid Siyim for Siyim Bechairis on Erev Pesach? So he says as follows, it depends. He says, if the person was learning that Sefer, and it just happens to be that he finished the Sefer on Erev Pesach, he says that would be considered a valid Siyim. But he says, if the person deliberately figured it out that he should finish the Sefer Tanakh on Erev Pesach, since it's only a Sefer Tanakh, it wasn't a very significant limud, and it was done deliberately, he tried to figure it out that he should finish this on Erev Pesach, that wouldn't be considered a valid Siyim. So says the Gemara, back to our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Kav Messiahim Sifra De'iv, when he would finish Sefer Iyev on Mahaychi, he would say like this, Soif Adam Lomos. Every person is going to die. The Soif Behem L'Shchita. And animals will be slaughtered. V'hakol Amisa Haim Omdim. Everybody, unfortunately, is going to pass away. Asher Misha Gadol B'Torah. The benched is the one that learns Torah, V'amol B'Torah, and he spends time learning Torah. He gives pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a person that's Gadol B'Shem Tov. He has a good reputation. V'nifta b'shem tov min olam v'olav ama shloima. Regarding such an individual, Shloima HaMelech said, tov shem b'shem tov. A good name is better than good oil. V'yom himavas v'yom hivaldo. And the day that the person passes away is more valuable than the day he came to the world. So I saw a beautiful pshat. What was the difference between Eiv and Avram? They both were Ovdei Hashem. However, Avram Avinu was Ovdei Hashem Mahava. And since he was Ovdei Hashem Mahava, that's why he was zoich to have wonderful children. Whereas Eiv didn't have that bracha. So he says, that's what we're trying to say here. It's not just how you live. It's with what attitude you live. Because based on the attitude that you live, that's how you will make it in this world. And that's what I saw the Torah's Marim explains. He says the purpose of a person in this world is to constantly go higher and higher. A person is supposed to be a heilich. If not, then it's considered, if you're not going forward, it's considered backwards. An animal, on the other hand, even after it dies, it could go higher. Because on the contrary, after the animal dies, you could eat its meat. And that's what the Gemara meant to say here. Soif odnam lomus, soif behem l'shchita. There's a tachlis to everybody in the world. The person of the person's tachlis is while he's alive. And the animal's tachlis is when it's dead. You be a person. I saw another pshat. The Gemara says, Asher mishi gol b'toyr v'amola b'toyr. Amoloi, the word amol, stands for amanas l'lamed. Not only is a person required to learn Hashem's Torah, but what a person's supposed to do is learn Torah and teach Torah. So we see here the difference between a person and a behemoth. A person has to make sure that his avoida is the proper avoida. An animal doesn't have that issue. So I saw an incredible tshuva from the Shailos HaTshuvos Beis Shloima, Yerodei Chelek Beis Simen Tzadik Dalet. He says, there was a father-in-law who was supporting his son-in-law who was learning Torah. And the father-in-law decided that he wants to make aliyah. He wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. But if he's going to move to Eretz Yisrael, his situation at Parnassah will not be the same. And he won't be able to support his son-in-law. And the son-in-law is saying to the Beis Shloima, I'll have to stop learning. And the father-in-law says, I want to do the mitzvah of going to Eretz Yisrael. What should be done? So the Beis Shloima says as follows. He says, I can't be sure of the learning of the son-in-law. Because learning, as we see, you have to be sure that you're learning Lishma. But a person who supports somebody who's learning, on him there's no question that he's doing it properly. So he said to him, stay in Chutz Laretz. And again, we're not passing here L'chaloch L'maisa. But he suggested to him, stay in Chutz Laretz, because if you stay in Chutz Laretz, then you shall be guaranteed that you're doing a mitzvah properly. Says the Gemara further. Meragle b'pumei d'remeya. Remeya would always say, Gemara b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshecha. B'chol nafshecha. Learn with your whole heart and your whole neshama. L'dasas drachai. To know my ways. Ulishkoid aldase terosi, and to go in to the doors, ulishkoid aldase terosi, to go into the doors of Torah. That means that the Mashal explains that a person has to learn all parts of Torah, but ulishkoid aldase terosi, he should always be careful to follow the derech haTorah, not to follow his own derech. The tzar taroscha b'lipcha, keep the Torah in your heart, v'neged einecha tia yirasi, and in front of your eyes should be my yir shemayim, Shema picha mekol chet. Watch your mouth from doing any avera. V'tar v'kadosh atzvach mekol asher v'ovin. And prevent yourself from doing any avera. V'ani emcha mekol mokim. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained, Lishkar al dalsei tarasi. There's a wonderful quality in Torah. The quality of Torah is that as you learn Torah, it opens up more Torah. So what he's saying is, Lishkoit al dalsei tairasi. As you'll get deeper in the Torah, you'll open up more doors. Meragli b'fum d'rabbanan d'yavna. Anei beria v'chaveri beria. I am a creation and my colleagues are creations. Ani malachti v'ir. But I have this chus of working in the city. They lived in an agricultural world where work was outside in the field. I get up early to learn. And so do they. He's not interested in doing my job. I'm not interested in his job. I learn a lot, but he learns less. That isn't what counts. What counts is echra mar bevachra mamit. It doesn't make a difference. The main thing is that you should have the proper kavana in your learning. And that's how the Rif explains that this Gemara is speaking about the people who support those in learning. And the Gemara is saying that they do their job and we do our job and everybody should do what they're supposed to do and we will be successful. Continues the Gemara. Meragli v'pume d'abaya. La'olam ye odom orim b'yira. A person should be smart. The machama of the Yetzirah is a difficult machama. And as the Sefer Ma'ayin HaBracha says, la'olam, it's a constant machama. So la'olam ye odom orim b'yira. A person should be smart how to battle the Yetzirah. Manarach u'meshev chema. He should reply gently, but he should play gently against those that fight with him. So it's a very interesting point that I saw that the Pesuk can make. The Gemara, if you look in the wording of the Pesuk doesn't say, Manarach Meshev Chochma. The Pesuk says, Manarach Yoshev Chochma. So why does the Gemara say, Manarach Meshev Chochma? So the lesson is, because we know the Torah Shebiksav should not be said bal peh. This tefillah was said bal peh. So you're not supposed to say a posik bal peh. So what they did was they changed the words of the posik, and you don't have the problem of divrei Torah Shebiksav being said bal peh. Omar b'shalom im echov, you should be at peace with your brothers, v'im krovav with your relatives, v'im kaladim with everybody. Afilim nachri b'shuk, even with akum in the street, k'dei shov l'mala. That's how you will become beloved in this world, in Shemayim, v'nechmat l'mata, and you will be desirable here in this world. V'yem mekabel al-kol al-abriyas, everybody will like you. Amar lav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and in this line, they said regarding Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shloi dimay adam shalom ha'olam. There was nobody that ever preceded him in saying shalom. He was always the first one to stick out his hand to say shalom. Mafil nachri b'shok. Meragli b'pum de rova. Tachlas chachma. What is the tachla of chachma? Tshuva u'maisim toivim. The main thing is to do tshuva u'maisim toivim. For he says, shloi adam kar v'shoina. We don't want to have a situation where a person learns that tarsh b'peh, tarsh b'ksav, or b'ayit b'ovav v'imay b'rabbi. And he rebels against his parents and against his rebbeim, or mishu galim and b'chokhma minyan. Shenema reishes chokhma yiras Hashem seichel tov l'chol esayim loisim loy nemer. It doesn't say to people who do it ela loy seihem. What does that mean? Loisim l'shma. It means that people who do it l'shma v'loy loisim shloy l'shma. Not people who serve Hashem shloy l'shma. However, and says the Gemara, and somebody who does Shalai Lishma, Noich Lashalai Nivra, would have been better off not being created. So that's what we say every morning. Says, says the Karen of David. We start the day as Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. But what the Gemara is teaching us here is that we should start the day, specifically with that machshava. And if you start the day with that machshava, then you will be zoicha to do what you're supposed to do all day. Meragli v'pumi derav. Like olam hazeh olam haba. Olam hazeh is not like olam haba. Olam haba, and olam haba, anybody lo achila v'lo ishtia. There's no eating and drinking, v'lo perivrivya. People don't procreate. V'lo massive matin, there's no business. V'lo kinna, there's no jealousy. V'lo sinin, there's no hatred. V'lo tachlis, there's no competition. Al tzadikim yoshvim, the tzadikim sit in that world. V'adresayim b'reishayim, with crowns on their heads, v'nenim ziv ha-shchina, and they have hano from the ziv ha-shchina. Shnemar, as the pasuk deed says, v'yechsu elakim v'yoichlu v'yishtu, that they just saw Hashem, and they enjoyed. So here too, I saw a beautiful pshat from Shalom Shvadron. He says there was a person who was once traveling to the United States. And in those days, from Europe, and in those days, you traveled by boat, and the connections weren't like the connections are nowadays, where you could just get a connection immediately. You would travel to Europe, you would travel from Israel to Europe, and you would stop there for a while, for 2 weeks or so, and then you would take another boat to the United States. So this person was doing this, decided that he needs to learn French because he's going to be in France for 2 weeks. And he didn't think about learning English. And he was in France for 2 weeks. It was very nice. He was able to communicate because he knew the language. But then when he came to the United States, where it was his intention to remain for a longer amount of time, then he couldn't communicate with anyone. So they told him, "You're foolish. You were in France for 2 weeks. You would have been able to manage for those 2 weeks. But now we're coming to reside in the United States, you're not able to speak the language at all." So here too, a person who comes to this world, Rav Shalom would say, we're here, unfortunately, temporarily. But we don't think, but we spend all of our energy on what we're going to have in this world. And we don't think about the Olam Haba, which is where we're all going to end up eternally. Says the Gemara, Godoyla haftocha shavticha HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'noshim yosim ha-noshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised women more than he promised men. Shnemar noshim shananos. Women that are at ease. Kom noshman akoyli. Get up and listen to what I say. B'nois betuchos, women who are confident, hazinam rossi. Omle Rav l'Rabchia. So Rav said to Rav Chia, "Noshim b'may zachin, how are women zoicha to olam haba? B'kruya b'nayil b'nei k'nishta, by taking their children to yeshiva, u'b'snuya gavrai b'ei rabbonon, and by waiting for their husbands to come home from learning, v'natnul gavrayu, and then they by taking their husband to learn, and v'natnul gavrayu, and then they wait for the husbands to come home, Mibei Rabbanan, from the yeshiva." So, of course, all the Mefarshim asked the question. Women, the Pnei Yeshua asked this question. Women are mechuyiv in all the mitzvahs, Loisa say, in the Torah. So if women are mechuyiv in all the Loisa say in the Torah, why does the Gemara ask, how are women zoichet to the Olam Haba? So the Pnei Yeshua answers, because as we know, the Torah says, "V'lemaratem oisim es b'neichem v'loy es b'nei seichem," that women are not mechuyiv in Talmud Torah. And in our Gemara, we're learning what you could accomplish through learning Torah. So therefore, the Gemara says, how do women get that schar? The Gemara says, by them helping and being the vehicle for their husbands to be such big tzaddikim and learning Torah, it's as if they learn Torah as well. When the Rabbanan would leave each other after they learned in the yeshiva of Ami. V'amalei bebei Rav Chanina. Amalei hacha. They used to say, Olamcha tira b'chayecha. We should be zaycha to see our world in our own lifetime. We should have a great olam hazeh. V'achrischa chay olam ba. We should be zaycha to olam haba. V'sikvul adar darim. We should have a hope for our generations. We should have wonderful children. Lipcha yega tfuna. Our hearts should understand, should think about divrei Torah. Picha yida b'chachmas. Our mouth should speak divrei Torah. L'shoin chayiranin yiranis. We should sing the songs of Shvach v'Hashem. Afapecha yishira nadecha. You should look straight before you. Einecha yiru b'ma'ir Torah. Your eyes should be enlightened with the light of Torah. Upanecha yashiru kurekia. You should shine like the sky. Svasecha yavinu das. Your lips should speak intelligently. Kliyasecha taloizna mesharim. Your kidneys should speak righteousness. Ufamecha yurutzu l'mashmei divrei Torah. Your legs should run to divrei atik yomim, the words of atik yomim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kev mafti rabbanim b'ei Rav Chisda. V'amalei b'ei Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni. Amalei hachmei alufenu misubalim. They used to say, the pasuk can tell him alufei misabenu ein peretz vein yotzes vein tzvach v'ruchaviseinu. Alufenu misubalim, Rav Shmuel, v'amalei Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar, charama alufenu b'tayra, our leaders in Tayra, u'misubalim b'mitzvahs, are full of mitzvahs, v'charama alufenu b'tayra mitzvahs, our leaders in Tayra mitzvahs, u'misubalim b'yisurim, are unfortunately suffering yisurim. We'll explain this in a minute. Ein peretz, we should not have the company like David HaMelech, Shiyatzman Achitayfel, who was his friend, but his terrible enemy as well. Who gave him terrible advice. We shouldn't have children or talmidim chas v'shalom shemagdiach tavshiloi barabim. Magdiach tavshiloi barabim means that he causes a chil Hashem. Shimu alai, says the pasuk. Abirei leiv harachoykim mitztaka. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Rav Shmuel, v'amrlei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. Charamar, what does this pasuk teaches us? Kula kolayim kula nizayim mitztaka. The entire world, what we have Parnasa is because it's Chazdei Hashem. V'chaim, but the strong people who act appropriately, nezoinim b'schusam. Ve'im nezoinim b'zroyim, they get schusim from their hands, from their own action. V'charam ha'kolam kula nezoinim b'schusam. The whole world gets panoser and their schus, v'heim afil b'schus atzman en nezoinim. And they don't even need their own, they don't even have anything. Krav Yehuda Merav, Dom Rav Yehuda Merav, B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, Bas Kol Yoytzes Min HaKharchoyrev V'Meris, there's a Bas Kol that emanates from HaKharchoyrev and says, Kol Olam Kulein Nezoinim B'Shvil Chanina B'ni, the whole world has panosa from Chanina, my son, V'Chanina B'ni, Dailoi B'Kav Charuvim. He is satisfied with a kav charuvim, erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos, with a kav of carob. So the Baal Shem, there's a very famous word from the Baal Shem. He says the word shvil means a path, a road. And what the Gemara means to say is that he prepares the path for a panosa, and through that path, through that pipeline, the rest of us have panosa. And there's a word from the Noam Elimelech, along the same word. He says, we see certain tzaddikim that in order for them to reach the madrega of being tzaddikim, they have to work very hard. Whereas other people who got to that madrega without great difficulty. What's the reason? He says, because once the tzaddikim charted the path that they got to that madrega with their hard work, and makes it easy for the rest of us to get there without having to go hard through hard work. And I saw a vart from Aaron Cutler. This Gemara is coming to teach us how we have to believe in the power of a tzaddik. We have to believe in the power of a tzaddik. And if we believe in the power of the tzaddik, that will be mashpia that we should have panasa. Same line I saw from the Sefer Or Chodesh, that if there's a tzaddik amongst us, but we don't appreciate and know who he is, then that tzaddik can't help us achieve panasa. It's only if we recognize and appreciate who that tzaddik is, then we could have panasa. But then I saw from the Klos Mager Rebbe that he quoted Rameir Premishlana. Rameir Premishlana has sort of a different attitude to this Gemara. His attitude to this Gemara was that if our panasa is dependent on the tzaddikim, then it's critical that the tzaddikim should have a lot of panasa. And if the tzaddikim will have a lot of panasa, they will understand what panasa means, and they'll daven that we should also have that kind of panasa. Well, Pliga, the Rabbi Huda, his definition of a birei leiv with tzaddikim is not what Rabbi Huda said. Dam Rabbi Huda, mana birei leiv, kuvoi tapshoi, the foolish people from Goiv, which most mefarshim explain, refer to the people of Givoin. We know the episode that the Givoinim tried to fool Yeshua, that they weren't from the Canaanim, and he punished them that they should become the assistants to the Kahanim in the city of Noiv. When David saw their behavior, he punished them even further. They were called the Nesinim, and they may not marry into Klal Yisrael. And Al Gemara says, Rabbi Huda calls them Gavoy Tipshoy, foolish people. Amr Rabbi Yosef, what's the proof that they're foolish? The Teda, the Loyagayer, Minayu. We never find from all of them that any of them ever became a ger. It's a proof that they're foolish. Amr Ravashi, and similarly says Ravashi, B'nai Masa Mechasi Abir Lei Ninu. The Kachazi Yaku Dereisa Tamei Ramni Bishata. They saw the greatness of Torah twice, Tereis Zimni Bishata, twice a year. V'lekar Megai Giyar Minayu. But what happened is, as Rashi explains, before Pesach and Sukkot, they would gather together a multitude of Jews to hear a shir, that yontif. And as Tosfos says, at that point, a fire would come down. Tremendous nisim. And it didn't have any effect on them. So they're considered foolish people. Actually, Tosfos says, from here the fact that we say that they said the shir before Pesach and Sukkot, and not Shavuos, the halach is shloshim yom kodem chag, 30 days before Yom Tov, you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Achag. So Tosfos says, from here we see that that halacha doesn't apply by Shavuos. Not everybody agrees. The Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to say that it applies even by Shavuos. That those that want to differentiate, b'zman shebeisim in the shayakayim, they brought kabonis. So if they brought kabonis, the halacha applies. The rest of the year, now that Shavuos is a 1 or 2 day Yom Tov, without any kabbonis, there is no din of shloshim yom kodem chag. So we learned in the Mishnah that a chosin is part of him krishma, but if he wants to say krishma, he may. So we learned further in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that not everybody who wants to act that way has a right to do that. Says the Gemara Lememra, it seems to be from here, that Rav Shimon Gamliel, chayish liyura, Rav Shimon Gamliel is worried that people about appearances. Who are you to say Krishma when you don't have the proper kavana? And the Rabbanan, loichai shlohu yura, are not concerned about that. Ask the Gemara, we learn just the opposite. The Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, Masechta Pesachim, Makom shenagu lasa malach b'tishba, where the minig is to do malach on Tishba B'Av, oisin, you may. Makom shenagu shaloi lasas, where the minig is not to do malach, ain oisin. The kam makom, wherever it is, wherever you live, Tamid Chum B'Talim. Tamid Chum should not do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. It's the Yom HaVeilus. Shem Gamliel Oyma, La'ayom Yas Kol Adam S'atzma K'Talmud Chacham. A person could always act like Talmud Chacham. So Kash the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan. Did Rabbanan say that a person should, not everybody should act that way? And here they say that you can. And Kashrav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel. And our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, a person should be concerned about Yehura. There he says everybody can act like a Talmud Chacham. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mechlef Sashita. We have to reverse the opinions. And the way most Mepharshim explain, we have to reverse the opinions in our Mishnah. Rav Sheshi Breder, Vidi Omar, Loilam Loi Tachtav. Drabbanan Loi Kasha. Krishma, Kivin the Makokara. Everybody's saying Krishma. So therefore, Vi Nami Kari, and he's also saying Krishma as well. So even though he's a Chosin, Loi Mechsi Kiyura, it doesn't look as if he's acting in an arrogant fashion. Hosom, but by Tisha B'Av, Kivin the Kula Alma Avdi Malacha. Everybody's doing Malacha. V'yukot lo'kavit, and he's not doing melacha. That's why it's mechzi kiyura. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel lo'kasha, hocha be'kavona talya milsa. Krishma depends on kavona. V'nan sadi, and we're certain that such an individual lo'matzel chavuni dati can't have the proper kavona. Aval hosam, by Tisha B'Av, if somebody's not doing melacha, haroy oimer, somebody seeing him not doing malacha is going to say, malacha would ain loy. He's not doing malacha because he has no work to do. Puk chazi, kam batlani kibishuka. There are always people who aren't working. So here we have a discussion about l'skoydadu. L'skoydadu means, may I act different than everybody else? And the question comes up regarding wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Some people wear tefillin Chol HaMoed, some people don't. So what happens when you daven in a shul where people have a different minig than yours? So, says the Eish Lavram, that when you daven in a shul, even if it's your minig to daven, to not, that everybody wears tefillin, even though it's your minig not to wear tefillin, you have to wear tefillin, because lo yisus goy to do. But the Eish Lavram says, not necessarily. Because just like our Gemara says, the fact that you're not working doesn't mean that you're not working because of the halacha. It could mean you're not working because you don't have any work to do. Says the Eish Lavram, the same thing can be said regarding the tefillin and Chol HaMoed. The fact that you're not wearing tefillin is not necessarily an indication that you have a different minig, and now we have a problem of lois going to do. Maybe you don't have tefillin, or maybe you're suffering from a stomach ailment that prevents you from saying tefillin, wearing tefillin. And from here we're learning, wherever there's such a type of a situation, it's a legitimate reason that you could do different, and we need not be concerned. Hanu l'chayu kaira, hanu l'chayu kaira, hanu l'chayu kaira.